International correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
13 to 6 to Britain we go. Vincent McAvaney, morning to you.
Good morning.
So how much trouble are they in legally over this business of arms to Israel, and what's Rishi going to do about it?
Well, this is a brewing problem for Rishi Sunak. Obviously, earlier this month, three British aid workers were killed in an Israeli strike in Gaza. They were working for the World Central Kitchen Organization. That has reignited the debate here in the UK about the level of support and specifically military aid that is being given there and the sale of arms. Now, what has happened today is over 600 legal experts, including three former Supreme Court justices, have come forward in an open letter calling on the government to end the sale of weapons to Israel, saying that the UK risk breaking international law over a, quote, plausible risk of genocide in Gaza. And that is the position that they are taking. It's something that in the Conservative Party itself, they are now having quite strong arguments over. But Prime Minister Rishi Sunak so far unwilling to heed that call.
Now, NATO, 75 years, boy, they got a bit on their plate, haven't they?
They absolutely do. 75 years ago, it started with 12 members. It's now up to 32, with Sweden joining last month. They're having a huge conference in the summer in Washington, D.C., and they're having this meeting on the anniversary to try and preempt that conference and get everything locked down. Now, the priorities, as David Cameron sees it, he's been speaking at this conference. He is, again, our foreign secretary. He said that there needs to be a continued support for Ukraine. He has ruled out, however, getting British boots on the ground. That's something that President Macron had floated in recent months, potentially NATO troops going to Ukraine, but he's saying no, that is still not the case. It will give Putin a target. But what they are trying to do at this summit today in Brussels is try to future-proof for a possible Trump presidency. Jens Stoltenberg, the boss of NATO, is drawing up plans for around 100 billion euros on a five-year package of military aid to Ukraine. They are, of course, running low on some armaments at the moment. They're hoping to get that all signed off by this big summit in July, so that even if Donald Trump does come in, the money is already allocated and it will go to Ukraine.
Always appreciate it, Vincent. We'll see you next week. Appreciate it very much. Vincent McAvaney out of Europe for us this morning.
For more from News Talk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.